ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै जस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानैः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानैः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानैः ज्ञानांशु प्रतानैः स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर् स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर् व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् क्षणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै नेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ ಸತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ಅಸೌ ತುರಿಯಃ ನಃ ಪಾತು ಅಸೌ ತುರಿಯಃ ನಃ ಪಾತು ಪಾತು ಮೇ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ನಃ ಅಸ್ ನಃ ಪಾತು ಮೇ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ Whenever we pray to the Lord, or pray to generally, may protect us. I told you, when we ask for protection, when you pray for protection, we definitely, we seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. Because only if we live a life of dharma, then we become protected, relatively. And absolutely we become protected only when we are blessed with the jnanam. So, naha patu means we pray for relative protection and absolute protection. Nothing other than knowledge can protect us. Absolutely. The only source of protection is jnanam. May Bhagavan protect us means may Bhagavan bless us with the wisdom, bless us with the knowledge of the truth. Thereby, may Bhagavan bless us with a different perspective, right perspective of everything. Then we are absolutely protected. In jnanam, there is no fear. There will be utter fearlessness. There is absolute security. That is protection. Until then, we seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. In living a life of dharma, of course, we are always protected. Nothing other than dharma can protect us. Dharma protects us relatively. Jnanam protects us absolutely. Otherwise, there's no protection. That is why Gaudapada Acharya is going to see today. He says, convert yourself into a spiritual person. Become a jignyasu. Become a jignyasu. Become an aspirant for jnanam. It's not enough if you're religious, you're worshipful, you're prayerful. Pray to the Lord. You worship the Lord. Of course you must pray, you must worship. You must dwell upon practice meditation. But don't get stuck with it. Your efforts must be for knowing the truth. So we saw in the Bhashyam, Advaitam Satyam. Non-duality alone is real. Duality is not real. If we have to see the duality being not real, even though we understood how duality is not real, still, unless we see what is absolutely real, non-duality being real, you will still we cannot see the duality being really not real. Therefore, he has to establish, he has to prove how non-duality is real. This is an elaboration, explanation of that opening promising statement. You cannot simply say, all that is here is only the truth. In saying that, you must have a different vision. You don't see yourself being there separately. You don't see the world being there. You see only the truth. In seeing the truth being everything, you are already resolved and world is resolved. Even Ishvara status is resolved. There's only the truth. It is the truth which is absolutely beginningless, endless, changeless, indestructible. Everything else other than that is just appears and disappears in that truth. In understanding this fact, this is an abstract fact, most abstract fact. In understanding this fact, we can accept the fact as a fact. Once the fact, we are able to accept the fact as a fact, we are absolutely unafflicted by anything. That is where our freedom from misery is. Therefore, here begins the teaching. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself, we saw yesterday, asked this question. Advaita Prakaranam Arabhyate. Advaita Prakaranam Arabhyate. I come to the place where we are here now. Advaita Prakaranam Arabhyate. Now, Advaita Prakaranam is begun specifically for us to understand the non-duality being real with the reasoning. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the first two karikas of Gaudapada Acharya in his commentary, stating, Upasya upasanadi beda jatam sarvam vitatham. Shankara Bhagavatpada himself states.
Page 395 at the bottom.
Yeah, I'll also tell here. I have the book now. He says, sarvam vitatham. Vitatham means what? Real, not real. Vitatham means not real. That's why vaitatyam is noun, non-reality. Vitatham, adjective, not real. Sarvam vitatham. Everything is not mithya. Nothing is real here. What is not real here? Jatam. Anything which is an outcome of any practice of any discipline, anything we do, involving the duality, such as upasanam, upasya upasanam, upasya upasana adi, adi means etc. So anything involving a duality, anything involving division, difference, such as the process of worshipping and object of worship, altar of worship, the process of meditation and object of meditation, altar of meditation. Upasya upasanadi beda jatam sarvam vitatham. Upasya upasana adi bheda jatam. There upasya, object of meditation, the altar of meditation, object of worship, altar of worship. Upasana, upasanam is a noun. Upasanam, the process of meditation, the process of worship, the act of worshipping. Adi etc. etc. means what? Anything and everything we do involving duality, division, difference. And Beda Jatam, an outcome of anything that is done involving the duality, Sarvam Vitatham, everything is Mithya. It is not real. Not real means what? It is only an appearance. It comes and goes. It's not that we should not do things. We should remember the limitation of it. See, when you say everything is vithatam, means, oh, anything involving duality is vithatam, so let me not do anything. That is not the idea. What it means is, of course, we are doing. When we are, in all our activities, of course, the activities themselves are happening in the world of duality. There'll be results. There'll be consequences. There will be benefits. So those results are mithya. Mithya means what? We have to know their limitations, that they are not real, they are not permanent. They come and go. Which means it is not advisable to be dependent on such results for our happiness and security. When what we are aspiring for is permanent happiness, permanent security, and how can you rely on something impermanent for your something mithya? When you want real happiness, you cannot depend upon the mithya results, which are not real. That's the idea. Okay. Upasya upasana di bheda jatam sarvam vitatham. Okay. Then what is real then? What is not vitatham? What is satyam? He says, kevalah cha atma advayah. Kevalah cha atma advayah. Only, kevalah, only, advayah atma. Atma, which is non-dual. The absolute reality, ultimate truth, implied by the term atma, which is non-dual, a secondless, alone is what? Paramarthaha, absolutely real. Paramarthaha, absolutely real. Only non-dual atma is absolutely real. Therefore, knowing this atma, discovering this atma, obtaining as one's own swarupam, claiming, taking ownership of this atma as one's own self, resolving one's identity with this atma is the only means of discovering freedom, discovering fullness of happiness. The only means of attaining freedom. Kevalah cha atma advayah paramarthah iti sthitam. Iti sthitam means this fact has been already confirmed, established. Where? Atite prakarane, in the section which has gone by, in the previous section. Atite prakarane, this fact has been already sthitam. Sthitam means pratipaditam. Okay. Yataha literally means because. That's the literal meaning. So, Gaudapada Acharya's teaching begins here.
Upasanashrito dharma. Upasanashrito dharma. Jate brahmani vartate. Jate brahmani vartate. Pragutpatte rajam sarvam. Pragutpatte rajam sarvam. Tena sau krupan. Page 396. Upasanashrito dharma. Upasanashrito dharma. Jate brahmani vartate. Jate brahmani vartate. Pragutpatte rajam sarvam. Pragutpatte rajam sarvam. தேனாசௌ கிருபணஸ்மிருதஹ தேனாசௌ கிருபணஸ்மிருதஹ உபாசனாஶ்ரிதோ தர்மஹ உபாசனாஶ்ரிதோ தர்மஹ ஜாதே ப்ரஹ்மணி வர்த்ததே தே ப்ரஹ்மணி வர்த்ததே ப்ராகுத்பத்தே ரஜம் சர்வம் யஜம் சர்வம் தேனாஸௌ க்ருபணஸ்மிருதஹ நாஸௌ க்ருபணஸ்மிருதஹ. ஓகே, இன் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் இஃப் யூ டேக் த வேர்ட் தர்மஹ பி வெரி கேர்ஃபுல். வி ஆல்வேஸ் ஹியர் அபவுட் த வேர்ட் தர்மஹ தர்மஹ. The word dharma has so many meanings. I always tell this, and we always tell the word dharma is the one word, non-translatable Sanskrit word. Okay? Because dharma, dharna, dharma ityuchyate, all we know that. But here the word dharma does not mean righteousness, does not mean values, does not mean accumulation of punyam. Here the word dharma means jivaha. Every individual human being is meant by the word dharmaha. Why? A human being is meant by the word dharmaha here. It is human being who alone is blessed with a unique body, mind, sense complex. Upadhi, unique upadhi. No other living being is blessed with this unique upadhi. And because of this unique upadhi, he is blessed with the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, and he is blessed with the free will, the capacity to choose to do given action, to refrain from the given action. Knowledge of self-existence, and he is blessed with the free will, and he is blessed with the knowledge of right and wrong. Therefore, he can exercise his will and choose to do the right action, refrain from the wrong action. So human being is blessed with the capacity to live his life in conformity with dharma. Because he is endowed with this unique body, mind, sense complex, blessed with this, he is also said to be dharmaha. Understand? Dharmaha. So any, we are all dharmaha. Okay, so dharma upasanashritaha. Upasanashritaha. Upasanam ashritaha. The person who is given to the discipline of worshipping the Lord or meditating, discipline of meditation, worship such a person. ஜாதே பிரம்மணி வர்த்ததே. ஜாதே பிரம்மணி வர்த்ததே. He remains in this universe, which is again manifest Brahman. The universe is manifest Brahman. But in his understanding, the universe has come from Brahman. The person who worships the Lord has, some people are of this understanding, this universe has come from the Lord. Universe has come from Brahman. The Brahman has become this universe. Therefore, remains in this world, which is Brahman. And he says, what is his thinking? Utpattehe prak. I'm giving the literal meaning now, so we are going to see the Bhashyam anyway. Utpattehe prak. Utpattihi means the creation, production. Utpattehe prak, before the creation, before the creation of this universe. Sarvam ajau, everything was this unborn, birthless Brahma. It is his understanding. The upasaka, a simple ajnani upasaka, has his understanding. Before everything was created, everything was unborn reality Brahma. He does not have no clue what the Brahman is. It's only thinking. And now, there was a Brahman reality, which was unborn, but before creation. Then Brahman has become this universe and created the jiva also. Therefore, what now? After creation, there's a duality. Before creation, there was no duality. After creation, there's a duality. Therefore, what is his thinking now? So, I'm going to worship the Lord. I meditate upon the Lord. Okay? So, I am meditator. There's a Lord in front of me. There's this Brahman, which is my object of worship. So, practice worshipping. Practice meditating upon this Lord. And I will, I'll again become one with Brahman. There's Utpattehe Prak Sarvam Ajam. Which means he believes this person, the person who is given to the discipline of meditation, has his understanding that this duality is real. Worshipper worshipped duality is real. Meditation duality is real. And he thinks going through his process of meditation or worshipping, and he can attain oneness with Ishvara again, with Brahman. This is the understanding, which means here the person who is given to the discipline of worship or meditation thinks worshipping the Lord, living a religious life, meditating upon Brahman itself is end of everything. And result of meditation will be becoming one with Brahman. Completely wrong understanding. Okay. In this context, I have to stop and tell you something. Isn't it? Let's see the Bhashyam, then I'll explain to you. And Acharya says, Tena, because of this reason, because of such thinking, Utpattehe Praksarvam Ajam, I mean, this in his understanding, this creation of creation is real, the duality is real. Before the creation, everything was Brahman, and after the creation, everything has become divided into the knower, known, worshipper, worshipped, meditated. Duality has come. He thinks duality has been created. It is real. Such a person, he says, because of this thinking, Tena, asau kripanaha smritaha. Asau kripanaha smritaha. A person of such thinking, not the meditator, okay? The person of such thinking, the person who is given the discipline of meditation or worship with this thinking, this meditation is going to, bless me with the ultimate accomplishment. I'm going to become one with Brahma again. Okay. Such thinking is considered to be smritaha. Remembered, considered to be kripanaha. Who is a kripanaha? Kripanaha, we're going to see again later on. It's the same word is going to come in the following verses also. Kripanaha literally means a miser. A stingy person. Why Acharya calls him Kripanaha? A miser who does not spend money is a miser. A stingy who is not willing to spend money is a miser, isn't it? But here, Gaudapada Shastram calls such people a miser because the word Kripana is used in two contexts in Shastram. Bhagavan has blessed all of us with knowledge of right and wrong. We cannot say, I do not have any knowledge of right and wrong at all. No. We are all naturally blessed with the knowledge of right and wrong. That's called buddhi. Viveka buddhi. Dharma, adharma, vivekaha. What is right? What is not wrong? We are all blessed with that knowledge. I did explain this to you long ago, still it is not something to be said now, but still I remind you. If I know what expect from others in terms of behavior, how others should behave with me, I know. This knowledge of what I expect from others in terms of behavior is already known to me. I'm born with this knowledge. Others should speak the truth. Others should not tell a lie to me. Others should not hurt me. Others should not offend me. This is what I expect from others in terms of behavior. Okay? Therefore, I have, from the standpoint of what I expect from others in terms of behavior, I know what is right and what is wrong. And every human being is blessed with this basic knowledge of right and wrong. If a person does not make use of the knowledge of right and wrong, does not exercise his will in keeping with his unknowledge, and he is said to be Kripanaha. A non-righteous person is the one who abuses his will, who does not make use of his knowledge of right and wrong. Bhagavan has given the buddhi, but you don't spend it, isn't it? You don't make use of it. Therefore, he is said to be a Kripanaha. And here, in this context also, who is a Kripanaha? An Adharmi is a Kripanaha. A non-righteous, unethical person whose actions go against the universal values is a miser who does not make use of the knowledge he is blessed with. But here, the person who lives his life, a human being, who dies without discovering the truth, is also Kripana, who has not made the best use of his intellectual capacity. Every human being is blessed with amazing intellect. And intellect is blessed with what? Partial knowledge of self-existence. Which other creature in the world knows? Only human being is blessed with this knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. I know I am. You're blessed with this partial knowledge of self-existence. That is why human being is called self-conscious being. That is why human being is the most sophisticated being. And therefore, we are blessed with the knowledge of the existence of the world. Oh, there is a world. We are blessed with this partial knowledge of the existence of the self and the world. We are blessed with this, the capacity to probe into and discover what is. And if this capacity is made use of, if we can make the best use of this capacity, it should culminate in discovering what I am, who I am, what this universe is. Human being is blessed with the partial knowledge and he is capable of converting his half knowledge into full knowledge, total knowledge. In converting the half knowledge into total knowledge, he can discover freedom. He need not, cannot attain freedom. He can discover freedom just by converting the half knowledge into total knowledge, full knowledge. Total knowledge. If a person does not make use of this capacity, capability, and if he dies without discovering, converting his half knowledge into total knowledge, then he's like a rich man who has money, who doesn't spend his money. Therefore, he is a miser. Understand? Saha kripanaha, aso kripanaha smritaha. Okay. Is the literal meaning of the verse? Let us see the Bhashyam now. Upasana, upasana shritaha. I'm reading the Bhashyam now. Upasana shritaha. The first word is commented upon by Shankar Bhagavatpada. What does he say? Upasanam ashritaha. Upasanashritaha. He breaks the compound, that's all. Upasanam ashritaha. Upasanashritaha. Ashritaha means the person who is dependent on, who is given to this discipline of worshipping or meditating. Mean the same. Why worship is also considered to be meditation? Because if attention is placed on Bhagavan, it is meditation. Anything which takes attention to Ishvara is upasana. Upasanam ashitaha. It's very nice that he is given to the discipline of worshipping or meditating. But how does he meditate? What is his thinking? That is, he says, Atmanaha moksha sadhanatvena gataha. Atmanaha moksha sadhanatvena gataha. The person who is given to this discipline of worshipping or meditating, considering this meditation, worship, to be having the status of being the means of attainment of moksha. Considering the meditation as a means of attainment of moksha, if a person is given to the discipline of upasanam, only then he is Kripanaha. Moksha sadhanatvena gataha. Atmanaha moksha sadhanatvena gataha. I am practicing meditation. I am worshipping the Lord. Because this worship, this meditation will bless me with attainment of absolute goal moksha. I can discover everlasting happiness. I can attain everlasting happiness. If a person thinks worship and meditation itself will bless him with everlasting freedom and happiness, then his understanding is wrong. Following the discipline is not wrong if he has, okay, if his understanding is wrong. Moksha sadhanatvena gataha. So what is his thinking? Upasakaha aham. Aham upasakaha. I am a meditator. I am a worshipper. Mama upasyam brahma. My altar of worship, my object of meditation is brahma. Which means what involves duality. I am the worshipper. Different from the object of worship. Object of worship is different from me. Of course, worship does involve duality. When you're worshipping means what? I'm worshipping the Lord. I'm meditating upon the Lord means there is duality. Worshipper, worship, the division is there. Meditator, meditated. Difference is there. Duality is there. It's Dvaita Bhakti. But if you think we must know this discipline involving duality is only recommended by the Shastram, only for preparing one's mind, converting one's gross mind, subtle mind, restless mind to a serene mind, impure mind to a pure mind, to be eligible to discover the truth, then he is the right track. Otherwise, if he does not know the value of knowledge, If he thinks his discipline itself will bless him with moksha, practicing this discipline itself will moksha. The preparatory discipline itself is mistaken to be the means of attainment of moksha, then he is wrong. Okay, that's the idea. Mama upasyam brahma, because there are many, many people who can condemn, oh, these people are studying Upanishads and Shastram, bookworms. We're all labeled as bookworms. Reading books all the time, reading, studying. Okay? And then, so, you heard the expression, yeah, bookworms and reading simply. So, we're all practical and we are all, because people think very high, superior of them also that they are given to, they don't do any rituals and they only meditate. Because meditation is everything. Meditation is the means of attainment of truth. Many people have this view. Here we must remember, what is meditation? Meditation is manasam karma. Upasanam is a manasam karma, mental activity. Even if we worship involving physical oral activities. See, meditation is twofold. Okay? We can say, meditating upon the Lord as some object, an altar of altar. It's purely, it can be a mental activity. Upasanam can be in the form of worship involving physical body and speech also. If I do a puja, we are offering flowers, at chanting a mantra. So it's also upasanam. Because focus is on the Lord, Ishvara. So, upasam can involve, can be kayikam karma, vachikam karma, and also manasam karma, purely a manasam karma, mental activity also. But whatever is the activity, whether it's a kayikam, vachikam, manasam, whether it's a secular activity or sacred activity, mundane activity or any activity, any action can produce only four types of results. There's no fifth type of result. What are the four types of results? I can say apyam. I can say raptihi. Apyam or raptihi. Aptihi. Samskritihi or samskaryam. Utpattihi or utpadyam. Vikritihi or vikaryam. Let me tell you again. Aptihi, utpattihi, samskritihi, vikritihi. Got it? Aptihi, utpattihi, samskritihi, vikritihi. Or we can say, apyam, utpadyam, samskaryam, vikaryam. Sometimes you can use masculine nouns also. Vikaraha, samskaraha, etc. And four types of results. So, aptihi means attainment or reaching. Can be the result of action. Utpadyam, producible utpadyam. Utpattihi, production. Producing something which is not there is possible as a result of action. Samskritihi, samskaryam, means refinement. Refinement is possible as a result of action. Then, vikritihi, vikaryam, modifiable. Or modification. Attainment or reaching, production or producing, refinement, refining, modifying or modification. These are only four possible results of any action, physical, oral, mental activities. There's no fifth result. And here, mokshaha. What is mokshaha? Everlasting freedom from limitations. Freedom from the unwanted, undesirable unhappiness. Happiness, fullness of happiness does not come under any of these four. Happiness is not something attainable. Happiness is the nature of the Atma. It's already there. Doesn't come under the category of apyaha. Anandaha na apyaha. An object of attainment. Not apti vishayaha. Okay. It is not producible. It's not object of production. It's already there. What is already there? So not utpadyam or utpatti. It's not utpatti vishayaha. And happiness is not something which can be refined. This also I mentioned earlier in my other classes. Refinement is two types. Okay. The two types of refinement. Samskarya. Removing the dirt. By removing the dirt, you can refine something. So refinement of something through removal of the dirt is called. There's one way of refinement, isn't it? Dosha apanayana samskara. Dosha apanayana samskara. An act of refining by which you can remove the dirt. Some impurity can be removed. When the place is very dirty, then you paint. After scrubbing everything, you paint again and make it look nice. This is guna adana samskaraha. Adding something. That is guna adana samskaraha. This is, so dosha apanayana samskaraha, guna adana samskaraha, isn't it? Refinement through removal or through addition. Such refinement is possible, isn't it? Whereas no such refinement is possible with reference to Atma. Atma is ever of the nature of absolute purity. And happiness is not a state of mind. Happiness is the very fullness, is the nature of reality. Fullness cannot be refined. Therefore it is not, Ananda is not again, doesn't come under the category of samskritihi, na samskriti vishayaha, na samskaryaha. Of course, again, Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness, and the fullness of happiness being the nature of the Atma is also ever of the nature of changelessness. Not subject to any form of change. Neither the gross change nor the subtle change. No change is possible. Therefore, does not come under the category of the vikritihi vikaraha vikaryam. Therefore, what moksha being, moksha is not an object which can be attained as a result of an action, including the mental activity, manasa. Vyaparaha, meditation. So worship can be in the form of, worship can be involving physical body. In the act of worshipping, body can be involved, or speech can be involved. And sometimes without involving the body and mind, it can be purely a mental activity known as meditation. Meditation also is a mental activity. We should remember that. Therefore, this absolute goal, choiceless goal of a human being in terms of happiness everlasting happiness, non-arriving, non-departing, fullness, the freedom, is not a result of action. Okay? Therefore, when we are given the idea, when we are advised to be given this discipline of meditation, worshipping, praying, etc., we must remember, we must do with a focused attention. We must pray definitely, intensely, fervently, no doubt. We must understand the prayer is efficacious, no doubt, efficacious. And worship is definitely significant, no doubt. In spite of worship being significant, prayer being efficacious, meditation being preparatory discipline, it contributes from unsteadying the unsteady mind, it's true. This discipline should be practiced with the commitment and shraddha, having the focus on mental preparation ultimately for knowledge. And no, remembering the fact I'm practicing discipline, this discipline only for preparing my mind for knowledge, which means I'm relying only on knowledge for my happiness and freedom. That must be the understanding. Otherwise, if I think meditation itself, worship itself will bless me with this moksha, taking meditation as the moksha sadhanam, if I practice meditation, if a person practices meditation, taking it to be, considering this discipline to be a means of attainment of moksha, then he is a kripanaha. Okay. This person's, so Shankara Bhagavatpada states, aham upasakaha. Mama Brahma Upasyam, Mama Upasyam Brahma, my object of meditation, my object of worship is Brahma. Here Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. Then what is his thinking? Tad Upasanam Kritva, Tasya Brahmanaha Upasanam Kritva. Having practiced this discipline of meditation upon the Lord, having done the worship of the Lord, Ja ida brahmani idanim vartamanaha. Jate brahmani idanim vartamanaha aham. I who am now remaining in this world, which is this world, the Brahman has become this world. Jate brahmani. I who am remaining in this world, which is again the product of Brahman, Ajam Brahma, Sharira Patat Urdhvam Pratipatsye. He says what? Sharira Patat Urdhvam. Sharira Pataha means fall of the body. Sharira Patat Urdhvam. Okay? After the fall of this body, Pratipatsye, I shall attain what that? Ajam Brahma, that unborn Brahma. Ajam Brahma, Pratipatsye, I shall attain. Ajam Brahma Pratipatsye, I shall attain that Brahman, unborn Brahman, birthless Brahman. When Sharira Patad Urdhvam, after the fall of this body. So as long as this body is, I am here as Upasaka, Brahman is other than me, and this Brahman was before the creation. I was one with Brahman, the universe was one with Brahma, everything was only Brahma, and then after the creation, I have become a Jiva. There's a universe, Brahman has become the universe also. So Brahman is now there's a duality. So now I become a limited individual. What am I going to do? I'm going to worship the Lord, meditate upon the Lord. Tad upasanam kritva. By worshipping that Lord, by meditating upon that, Lord, now I who am remaining in this world, which is Brahman, which has become the world, Shairapata Durdam, as a result of worshipping the Lord, practicing meditation upon the Lord, Shairapata Durdam, after the fall of the body, after the death, Ajam Brahma Pratipatsye, I shall attain Brahman. This is not right teaching. This is Gaudapada Acharya. What Gaudapada Acharya's heart is brought by Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary. This is the thinking of many people. Please remember, the discipline of meditation is not condemned. The person who considers meditation to be the ultimate means of attainment of moksha is condemned, criticized. Very careful. That is why we're very conscious of, you know, having only strong people who understand things. Jate Brahmani Idanim Vartamanaha Tadu Upasanam Kritva Sharira Patad Urdvam Brahma Pratipatsye. This is understanding. What next sentence now? Pragutpattehecha Ajam Idam Sarvam. Utpattehe prak idam sarvam ajam. This entire universe was there as Brahma before the creation. Aham cha. I was also Brahman before the creation. In a way, he's right. Everything was Brahman before. But what he know now also aham Brahma. Isn't it? Which means his identity is, that's the problem. Okay. Utpattehe prak idam sarvam ajam. Doesn't Sanskritam sound like English? Utpattehe prak idam sarvam ajam. Understood? I don't need to translate. Before creation, everything, before the origination of this universe, everything was Brahma. Aham cha. He says what? I was also Brahma. Which means there is no duality. There is no duality as worshipper and the worshipped. Now he says, Yad Atmakaha Aham. Yadatmakaha aham. I who was in the form of Brahman, one with Brahman. Yadatmakaha aham. Pragutpattehe. Idanim jataha. Before creation, I was in the form of Brahman. I was one with Brahman. Yadatmakaha. I was in the form of Brahman, one with Brahman. Which Brahman? Idanim jataha. Now I am born here as an individual. Having been born, jate brahmanicha vartamanaha. I am remaining in this world, which has come from Brahman. Jate, universe is jatam Brahma. I'm remaining here. In this universe, in this world, which has come from Brahman. Therefore, this universe is also what? Jatam Brahma. Therefore, what now? Upasanaya. Now, as an individual human being, remaining in this world, which has come from Brahman, upasanaya, through this discipline of worship, upasanaya, through this discipline of worship, meditation, punaha again, tadeva pratipatsye, again I'll attain that unborn Brahma. Tadeva Pratipatsi. I'll attain that unborn Brahma. Iti Yevam Upasanashritaha. Iti Yevam Upasanashritaha. The person who is given to the discipline of worship, meditation in this manner. I was one with Brahman, and I was born as a jiva after creation, and the universe has also come from Brahma. Now there's a duality. Now, meditating upon that Brahma, worshipping that Brahma, again I shall attain that oneness with Brahma. So he thinks he has to attain oneness with Brahma. There's no such thing called attainment of oneness with Brahma. In fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada indirectly condemns, criticizes the word merging, uniting. When are you away from Brahma for you to become one with Brahma? There's not even a fraction of second ever you are away from Brahma. Isn't it? The distance between you and Brahman is what? Is only caused by ignorance. There's no spatial distance. There's no time distance. That's why that distance can never be removed by anything else other than knowledge. Okay. So he says, Yadatmakaha means what? Brahmatmakaha aham. Yad should be understood as Brahma. Yadatmakaha aham. I who was myself Brahman, I was one with Brahman before this creation. Idanim jataha, now I am here born as an individual. Jate Brahmanicha vartamanaha, remaining in this world, which is again come from Brahman. Upasanaya, through the discipline of this worship and meditation, punaha tadeva pratipatse, again I shall attain that status, the position of remaining one with Brahman. Iti evam upasanashritaha dharmaha. This individual person, this person, dharmaha, who is given to such thinking, who is given to this discipline. Okay. So Shankaracharya says, dharmaha means what? Sadhakaha. So meaning given by Shankaracharya. Dharmaha is equal to sadhakaha. A person who is a spiritual aspirant. He is a spiritual aspirant. Is a mumukshu. But his understanding is wrong. Yena evam kshudra brahma vit. The person who is of such thinking is said to be kshudra brahma vit. Kshudra brahma vit means what? He is the knower of this inferior Brahma. Limited Brahman. Because whatever he thinks as Brahman is limited. When he thinks the Brahman, which is, if he thinks what I am object of meditation is Brahma, altar of meditation worship is Brahma, which means he isolates himself from that object of meditation, that Brahma, which he thinks object of meditation, is definitely limited. Being different from him, it is limited. In meditation, the duality is there. One being different from the other limits the other. Limited by the other. So limited. Isn't it? Therefore, Kshudra Brahma means Brahman, which is subject to limitations. Time-wise limited, time-wise limited, spatially limited, object-wise limited. Kshudra Brahma. And Kshudra Brahma with Shudra Brahmavit means the person who is the meditator upon that inferior limited Brahman, the knower of that limited Brahman with limitation, asau. Yena evam karanena, because of this reason. Yena karanena, because of this reason, because of his thinking, such thinking. What is his thinking? I am born before the creation, I was one with Brahman. After the creation, I have become a jiva. After the creation of this universe, the universe has come from Brahman. Now I'm meditating upon Brahman, remaining in this world. And through the meditation, I'm going to again attain oneness with him. The person, because of such thinking, because of this reason, because of such thinking, yena karanena, this is the reason, okay, because of which, kripanaha smritaha, he is considered to be a kripanaha. Kripanaha means what? Dinaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, dinaha. Poor person, he deserves pity. Dinaha. Alpakaha. The person himself is a person of very limited, little understanding. Alpakaha, dinaha. So, kripanaha is the Gaudapada Acharya's word, and the Shankara Bhagavatpada's meaning is what? Dinaha, alpakaha. It is because of such thinking alone. Because of, this is the reason why this person is considered to be dinaha, alpakaha, no, kripanaha. Who he is considered to be, this person of who is of such thinking, is considered to be dinaha, alpakaha, a pitiable person, a miserable person, a person of very little thinking, very little understanding, who does not have wide understanding. Such a person, he is considered to be such a person by whom? By men of wisdom. They do not look down upon him. They only feel sorry for him. That's why he is considered to be dinaha. Yes, nitya ajabrahma darshibihi. Nitya ajabrahma darshibihi. Iti abhiprayaha. What is the intention here is that the person of such wrong thinking, confused understanding, misconception, is considered to be dinaha, a pitiable person, miserable person, by the people of vision, darshibihi. People who have the clear vision of timeless, unborn, birthless reality, Brahma. Nitya ajabrahma darshinaha. Nitya ajabrahma darshibhihi. Nitya ajabrahma darshibhihi. By people who have the clear vision of the timeless, eternal, unborn, absolute reality. Nitya aja Brahma Darshibihi, Nityaja Brahma Darshibihi, this person is considered to be Dinaha Alpakaha. Iti Abhipraya, this is the intention of Gaudapada Acharya, says Shankaracharya in his commentary. And having said that, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself presents a quote which is supportive of the Upanishadic statement from another Upanishad in support of Gaudapada Acharya's intention and his understanding. And this quotation is from, we're going to see, Talavakaranam, he says. This statement is the expression of the vision of rishis. Rishis of the mantras of Talavakara Shaka of Veda. There is a portion called Talavakara Brahmanam. Okay. There's the Talavakara Shaka, the Talavakara Brahmanam. And this, that Kena Upanishad forms part, comes after the Talavakara Brahmanam. Therefore, it is a quotation from Kena Upanishad. See, anything which comes from Upanishad means what? Satyam. This is a statement of fact to be understood. So, Kena Upanishad also conveys the same idea. What is the sentence? Let's read here. Yadvacha anabhyuditam. Yadvacha anabhyuditam. Yad, the relative pronoun, stands for Brahma. The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, is that which is not an object of description, which is not something which is available for description, which cannot be described by words. Reality is not an object of description. Reality is not describable. Words are incapable of revealing Brahma. Brahman is not something which is revealable, which can be revealed by the words. Vacha anabhyuditam. Vacha anabhyuditam. Vak means word, speech. Anabhyuditam. Yade vacha anabhyuditam. That absolute reality which is not revealed by words. Yena vag abhyudyate. It is that absolute reality because of which alone words themselves become expressed as words. But for the grace, but for the blessing of the reality, there cannot be something called utterance of speech, a word. That because of the blessing of which words get expressed, speech, there's a possibility of speech. Yena vag abhyudyate. That because of which words become uttered, expressed. Tadeva Brahma. It is that reality which is implied by the term Brahma. Tadeva Brahma. Tvam Vidhi. The Guru tells, O disciple, may you understand that to be the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, which is not revealed by words, because of the blessing of which words become, speech becomes expressed. May you understand that to be Brahma. Na idam yad idam upasate. Not this, which people meditate on, people worship. Not this, an altar of worship, object of worship, object of meditation, which people meditate on. Na idam yad idam upasate. Upasa means people. Now this object of meditation, altar of meditation, altar of worship, which people meditate on. Brahman is not this. Which means what? The absolute reality, Brahman. That is the only, discovering that Brahman is discovering happiness. So knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha. Knowledge is absolute protection. So this is the mantra from Kena Upanishad. So Shankaracharya says, Yadvacha anabhyuditam yena vak abhyudyate tadeva brahmatvam vidhi na idam yadidam upasate ityadi shrutehe talavakaranam. From the statements of Upanishad, the Vedic statement of Talavakara, the rishis of the mantras obtaining in the Talavakara Shaka. Which means what? This is a statement from Keno Upanishad, which comes after the Talavakara Brahmanam. Okay, we have seen the first mantra. So he condemns not upasanam, but the upasaka with a limited understanding. Okay, sabahyabhyantaram. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the next makarika. Sabahyabhyantaram.
397.
Sabahyabhyantaram ajam atmanam pratipattum ashaknuvan avidyaya dinam atmanam manyamanaha jataha aham jate brahmani varte tad upasanashritaha. Tadupasanashitasan brahma pratipatsye ityevam pratipannaha kripanaha bhavati yasmat. Shankara Bhagavatpada again summarizes what has been already said as an introduction to the following mantra. Okay. So, in the following mantra, following karika, Gaudapada Acharya is going to say, I am going to teach you what is Brahma. You need to know, discover that Brahman, not simply doing something, is it? Action is a preparatory discipline. If it is a preparatory discipline, it is yoga, karma yoga. Isn't it? Karma, if any action, physical, mental, oral activity is performed for mental preparation, it is a yoga. If it is, your focus is on, not on mental preparation, it is merely karma. So converting whatever you are doing into yoga, a discipline, is possible only when you do it with proper understanding. That is why people are helped to become karma yogis here. Okay, very important. So meditation also becomes yoga. Physical activity becomes yoga. Worship becomes yoga. Prayer becomes yoga. Prayer becomes yoga. Worship becomes yoga. Eating becomes yoga. Walking becomes yoga. And all your ashtanga asanas become yoga. Everything becomes yoga, a preparatory discipline. If you convert everything into a preparatory discipline. And if you know, I have to become mentally prepared. Without mental preparedness, there's no way of discovering the ultimate. The subtlest, discovery of the subtlest, which is never away from you. But discovering that needs a mental preparation. So having the focus on mental preparation, if I do anything, then it is yoga. And the goal must be jnanam, isn't it? So I'm going to teach you Brahma. He's going to say that. So why Gaudiya Padacharya says, I'm going to teach you Brahma? For that, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the introduction here. See, here, pratipattum ashaknuvan. Pratipattum ashaknu. Ashaknuvan means not being able. Ashaknuvan, not being able. Pratipattum, to know. Not being able to know. The all-pervasive, absolute, unborn reality which has no outside and inside, but which is outside and inside. Sabahyabhyantaram. 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 Bahyam abhyantaram. Abhyantaram means what? That which is inside and outside. The absolute reality is inside and outside. But in reality has no inside and outside. Because being all pervasive cannot have, does not have inside and outside. But reality is outside and inside. Sabahyabhyantaram, ajam, unborn, beginningless, timeless, ajam, unborn, birthless. Atmanam, this is Atma. Sabahyabhyantaram, ajam is Atma. That which is unborn, that which is outside and inside, without having outside and inside, is the abstract reality implied by the term Atma. Such reality Atma, pratipattum ashaknuvan. Pratipattum ashaknuvan. Not being able to grasp, understand, know that such reality, ashaknuvan, avidyaya, and being ignorant of that reality, because of the ignorance, avidyaya, this person considers himself, okay, not being able to understand, grasp, know that Atma, the absolute reality, considering aham jataha, manyamanaha, considering oneself to be dinam atmanam, considering oneself to be a pitiable person. Atmanam dinam manyamanaha. Here atmanam, considering oneself to be a pitiable, unhappy person. Manyamanaha. Aham jataha, I am born here. Jate brahmani varte, I am here in this universe which has come from Brahma. Jate brahmani varte, tad upashanashritaha san. Okay, depending, being as a person of dependence on the meditation, worship of that Brahman. Tad upasanashritaha san, Brahma pratipatsye, I shall attain that Brahman. Brahma pratipatsye. So being given to the discipline of meditation, worship of that Brahman. Brahma pratipatsye, I shall attain Brahman. I shall become one with Brahman. Iti evam pratipannaha. Thus, the person who has such understanding, who entertains such understanding, evam pratipannaha, kripanaha bhavati. That person definitely kripanaha. Okay. Having said that, therefore, what does Gaudiya Padacharya say? We're going to see the next verse. Ato vak, second verse number 2397. Those who are following Sanskritam in Panology's book. Ato vakshyamya karpanyam. Ato vakshyamya karpanyam. Ajati samatam gatam. ajati samatam gatam yatha na jayate kinchit yatha na jayate kinchit jayamanam samantatah yamanam samantatah ato vakshyamya pa ato vakshyamya karpanyam to vakshyamya karpanyam ajati samatangatam ajati samatangatam yathana jayate kinchit yathana jayate kinchit jayamanam samantatah yamanam samantatah yathana jayate kinchit jayamanam samantatah kinchit ja. Okay, if you don't want to break for people, yet because sometimes you will see ja. Yathana jayate kinchit jayamanam samantatah jayate kinchit jayamanam samantatah. Let us break. Ato vakshyamya karpanyam ato vakshyamya karpanyam ajati samatangatam ajati samatangatam yathana jayate kinchit yathana jayate kinchit jayamanam samantatah ataha. Now this ataha in Sanskrit is an indeclinable word. Ataha means therefore. Has given the reason already why he is going to teach Brahma. Ataha means what? Because of this reason, people are of wrong understanding. They think meditation can give them everything. No. Meditation cannot take you. Okay, meditation has its limitation. You must know the advantage of meditation, benefit of meditation, and the limitation of meditation. What it can do, what it cannot do. We should not undermine, we should not overvalue it. Isn't it? Therefore, what is that you need for freedom? It is just jnanam. What you need is only knowledge. Therefore, ataha means therefore, vakshyami, therefore I shall teach. Vakshyami means I shall speak. I shall speak means what? I shall teach. I shall explain. I shall describe. Vakshyami. What I shall explain? This absolute reality, ultimate truth. What is it? Akarpanyam. Akarpanyam. He uses beautiful words to describe Brahma. This absolute reality, ultimate truth is akarpanyam. See, the word karpanyam has so many meanings. Okay? Weakness. Karpanyam means weakness. Karpanyam means compassion. Karpanyam means miserliness. Stinginess. Pity. Okay, so many meanings are there for the word karpanyam. Neediness. Better word is neediness. You know what is neediness. So you being emotionally heavily being dependent. Neediness. And we are all naturally emotionally needy people. Krupanaha. Naturally we are all emotionally very needy. That is why better lean on So we are needy means we have to lean on something. So we must be very, very careful what we are leaning on. Understand? So when you're in such campuses, you're safe. Slowly at least you'll be helped to be, help. You will be helped to free yourself from dependence, from being a needy person. Okay. So, ataha, therefore vakshyami, but akarpanyam. So, karpanyam, you understand. Neediness also. So, anything which makes you feel miserable is also what? Karpanyam. So, karpanyam, akarpanyam. This absolute reality is free from karpanyam, free from limitation, free from neediness, free from pity, free from everything, free from poverty. Even poverty is a karpanyam. One of the meanings of the word poverty is, so free from, in fact, the poverty also implies what? No, being extremely needy. Extreme neediness is also what? Always lacking. There's also poverty, isn't it? Therefore here, akarpanyam. This absolute reality is free from limitation, free from karpanyam. Neediness. Okay. Ajati. Absolute reality is free from birth. Means what? Free from birth means birthless, unborn. Samatam gatam. See, samata means sameness. It's always of the nature of sameness. Sameness means what? Remaining the same means without undergoing any changes. Remaining the same without any changes. It's always the same without any changes. This ever remains the same without changes. Samatangatam. The three words describe Brahman here. Akarpanyam, ajati, samatangatam. So unless or until you discover what is that Brahman which is free from karpanyam, limitation, neediness, unless you discover what is that Brahman which is birthless, which is free from birth, and which remains the same without any changes. Okay. Samata. See, samam means the same. Samata, sameness. Samatang gatam means that which is of the nature of sameness without any changes. This Brahma. So I shall teach you that Brahman. So what? Yatha na jayate. How that absolute reality is not born. Because this person has the wrong understanding. What is understanding? There is Ishvara sitting above. And one day he created this universe, isn't it? Therefore, yatha na jayate. That Brahman, how it is not born. Kinchit jayamanam samantataha. Kinchit jayamanam, as though being born, though it is as though born, kinchit na jayate samantataha. The word samantataha is also another adverb, another indicable word, different meanings in different contexts. Samantataha, totally, utterly, how this reality, though it is seemingly born, it is not born at all. Jayamanam samantataha kinchit yatha na jayate tatha aham vakshyami. I shall teach you how this absolute reality, which is free from limitation, free from neediness, free from karpanyam, which is birthless, which remains the same always without any changes, how it is, it seems, though it is seemingly born, is not born at all evenly. Absolutely, totally. I shall teach you. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. So this Upasakas, the worshippers, the devotee, the worshipper of the Lord, or meditator upon the Lord, is the very strong understanding. Okay, everything was before Brahma, and there's a creation happened. After creation, this duality has come. I became, no, I'm an individual now, and I had to worship with all limitations, and worship, and pray, and meditate upon, so that I had to again attain that Brahman. The understanding is there? No. You are that Brahman. If you discover what that Brahman is, you will see yourself being Brahman. Therefore, he says, I'm going to teach you that Brahman. Okay, so Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, let us see here. Ataha vakshyami, ato vakshyami. He repeats Agarupadacharya's same verse, the same first line. Akarpanyam, akarpanyam means what? Akarpanyam means akrupana bhavaha, akrupana bhavam brahma. Akarpanyam is equal to akrupana bhavam. Krupana bhava rahitam. Krupana bhava rahitam. Is it akrupana bhavam? Ajam brahma. So I shall teach you that Brahman, which is free from karpanyam, same thing, limitation, and which is unborn. Tadhi karpanyaspadam. Tadhi karpanyaspadam. Tadhi, that absolute reality, Brahman, indeed, he, indeed, is what karpanyaspadam. Is mistaken to be the source of limitation. Mistaken. Karpanya is not source of limitation. Mistaken to be the source of limitation. And having said that, Shankara Bhagavatpada, just he quotes nice, a very popular quote from Chandogya Upanishad. In Brihadaranyaka classes, you must have heard this. Wherever Shankara Bhagavatpada says some quotations, he repeatedly quotes in all his commentaries, many, many places. This is one thing. Yatranyaha anyat pashyati. Yatra anyaha anyat pashyati. First sentence. Yatra anyaha anyat pashyati. See, that in which a person, okay, sees another thing, a second thing, other than oneself. Yatra anyaha anyat pashyati, anyat shunoti, where a person listens, hears another thing, sees another thing, anyat vijanati, knows another thing, anyat pashyati, anyat shrunoti, anyat vijanati. Yatra, where a person sees another thing, hears another thing, knows another thing, tad alpam, that is limited. That is subject to all limitations. Tad martyam. Subject to all limitations, that the limitation that is bound actually. Subject alpam, that the martyam, that is subject, that is mortal. Subject to death. Asat, that is not real. This is the mantra from Chandogya Upanishad. Okay. What does it mean? If a person, so that in which a person sees other thing, hears other thing, knows other thing means, it implies duality. I'm here as the seer, I'm here as the hearer, I'm here as the knower, and there is something which is known by me, something which is heard by me, something which is seen by me, which means it involves duality. See, where there is duality, that is definitely limited. That is limitation. That is subject to death, subject to mortality, and that is definitely not real. What he means is, if a person is ignorant of the self, his identity will be with the body, mind, sense complex. And when a person sees everything from the standpoint of body, mind, sense complex, definitely, what is heard is different from him. What is heard, seen is different from him. What is known is different from him. Natural. Standpoint. And he mistakes this duality to be real. Of course, where this duality is, that is limited. Martya, that is subject to death. Subject to mortality. Subject to change. Subject to limitations. And that is not real. It's two different standpoints. From the standpoint of Atma, if he sees, then he cannot say what? There's no second thing. From the standpoint of Atma, what is heard is Brahma, what is seen is Brahma, what is known is Brahma. From the standpoint of Brahman Atma, there's no second thing. That is, that from which a person does not see second thing, that is real. That from which a person cannot see a second thing is real. That from which a person sees a second thing as something heard and seen and known, that is not real. That is mithya. Is it clear? So, let me make it very clear. See, if we see, there are so many things here, isn't it? If we see one person's body from other person's body. If I see other bodies with standpoint of this body, definitely this is different, that is different. The standpoint of a seeing power, a seer is, eyes seen is different. Here is the hearing power, heard is different. The standpoint of mind, intellect, knower is different, known is different. The duality is there. The knower also subject to change, subject to limitation. The known also subject to limitation. Why? The seen being different from the seer, it limits the seer. Seer being different from the seen, it limits the seen. One being different from the other limits the other, limited by the other. Is it clear now? If I see from the standpoint of light, everything shines in the light. Let me give a better example. If I see the one wave from the standpoint of another wave, different. This wave is different from that wave. The big wave, small wave, silent wave, roaring wave. If I see the wave from the standpoint of wave, different. If I see the wave, any wave from the standpoint of water, no second thing. That wave is water, this wave is water, that wave is water, all waves are water. Is it clear now? Seeing the wave from the standpoint of a wave, seeing the wave from the standpoint of water. Two standpoints. If you see the wave from the standpoint of water, there is no second way, second thing. Wave is water. Not different from water. Even though water is not the wave. We see the one wave from the standpoint, a big wave and a small wave. That is other. Okay? He similarly, seeing the world of objects from the standpoint of the objects. Just body, mind, and complex. Isn't it? You see divisions, differences. You can't help seeing the divisions and differences and duality. Everything is different from everything else. So that where a person sees from where and sees another thing, knows other thing, hears other thing, that is limited. Alpam. The subject to limitation. That is martyam. That is subject to change, subject to death, mortality. And then martyam asat, definitely that is not real. No way. No independent, it has no independent existence. If you see everything from the standpoint of this abstract reality, consciousness, the truth, Brahma, nothing is outside of consciousness. There's no second thing other than Brahma. Everything, just as wave, form, name, function, the wave enjoys its existence in the water. The ocean, wave, form, name, and function, ocean enjoys existence in the water. Just as all the, every opaque thing enjoys its existence in the light, here every living, non-living element, elemental, everything, all objects of perception, the perception, everything enjoys existence in the awareness, in knowledge. From the standpoint of Atma, you cannot see second thing. That is Satyam, isn't it? Therefore he says, Yatra Anyat Pash. I should not have gone for this explanation, but it's okay. Yatra Anyaha Anyat Pashyati Anyat Shrunoti Anyat Vijanati Tad Alpam Martyam Asat. That is not real. Anything and everything which exists within the realm of duality, world of duality, is subject to change, subject to death, it will come to an end, subject to, it's not real.
398.
Okay. Now he quotes another sentence also. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. There's a very well-known quote from Chandogya Upanishad. What is an object? Every object is a modification. Everything known as, anything known as another thing, anything known as another thing is an effect, a modification. Modification is what? A form. Form denoted by a word having its basis, name having its basis on speech. That's all. Vikaraha namadheyam. Vacharambhanam namadheyam vikaraha. Any form is a modification having its denoted by a name. It means what? Having its basis on speech. Which means every object is, any object here, everything here is an object of perception, is actually non-substantial form and name. There is no substance. In this context, actually when the Acharya was explaining, with the pot, clay pot. He says, we look at the clay pot, you know, you take the clay pot. Clay is the substance. What is this pot minus clay? Minus clay, what is pot? Pot is a word. Does the word pot has a substance? No. Why? You can say, no, it's a form. Form pot is a substance of the word pot. Does the form pot has substance? Is there a substance called pot minus clay? Tell me. What is pot minus clay? Clay pot minus clay is what? Non-substantial form and name. There's a substance called pot. Because clay is a substance. Similarly, with reference to the whole cosmos, including your body, mind, sense complex, the only substance is Brahma. Abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, awareness, is the substance. The whole jagat, everything that is here is what? Non-substantial form, name and function. In fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada abruptly says somewhere, Nama Rupa Karmakhyam Jagat. What is this universe? Non-substantial form, name and function. What is the substance? Brahma. With reference to this ocean, water is a substance. Minus water, what is ocean? Non-substantial form, name and function. Nama Rupa Karmakyam. Karmakyaha Samudraha. Okay, therefore, Vacharambhanam Vikaro Namadheyam. This is Ityadi Shrutibhyaha. From statements of Upanishads such as these, we understand duality implies limitation. Duality implies death, mortality. Duality is not real. Tad viparitam, contrary to that. Sabahyabhyantaram ajam akarpanyam bhumakyam brahma. Whereas here the absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahman is also known as Bhuma in Chandogya Upanishad. Bhuma Vidya, Brahma Vidya mean the same. Bhuma also means Brahma. Bhuma means that which is free from all limitations, that which is ever of the nature of infinitude. Limitlessness is Bhuma. This absolute reality. The word Brahma, the word Bhuma mean the same. Only difference is Bhuma is a masculine gender word. Brahman is a neutral gender word in Sanskrit. That's the only difference. Bhuma means that which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness. So he says, Tadviparitam, there is something, okay, there's a non-dual reality which is contrary to that. Sabahyabhyantaram, that which is inside and outside of everything, but that which does not have inside and outside. Ajam unborn, akarpanyam. See, ajakarpanyam is there in this phonology Sanskritam. Better make it ajam akarpanyam in Sanskritam. It's also not wrong because you can say aja should go with ja and also with karpanyam. Ajam akarpanyam. Sabahyabhyantaram ajam akarpanyam. Bhumakyam Brahma. On the contrary to this, there is absolute reality Brahma, which is known as Bhuma, which is free from this neediness, which is free from limitations, which is free from birth, which is inside and outside of everything. Yat prapya, okay, it is that Brahma, absolute reality known as Brahma. Yat prapya, having attained that Brahman. How? In terms of knowledge. Yat prapya, having attained which? In terms of knowledge. Means having arrived at that reality, having discovered that reality, nivrittihi happens. Liberation happens, freedom happens. Freedom from what? Freedom from all forms of sarvakarpanya nivrittihi. Sarvakarpanya nivritti means removal of all forms of, elimination of all forms of neediness. Neediness in any form. All forms of limitations. Sarvakarpanya nivrittihi. Absolute freedom from emotional dependence is a karpanyam. So, karpanya nivrittihi bhavati. Sarvakarpanya nivrittihi bhavati. Removal, nivrittihi means removal, elimination, removal of all neediness in any form, all forms, limitations, all forms of limitations happens. And this sarvakarpan, all forms of limitation, neediness, caused by ignorance, avidyakritam. See, the neediness, karpanyam, limitations, is caused by what? Ignorance only. Ignorance caused wrong notions. It's a notional limitation. To be frank, you are ever limitless. You're always free. You're never bound. You're ever free, never bound. But in you entertain a notion that you are bound, you are limited, you're unhappy, it's all notional. So, all forms of afflictions, all forms of limitations, all forms of neediness caused by ignorance. Avidyakrita sarva karpanya nivrittihi bhavati. There happens the elimination, the removal of all forms of neediness and limitations caused by ignorance when you discover that Brahman. So, what he says, yat prapya, having arrived at that which absolute reality, there happens the removal of all forms of limitations caused by ignorance. Tad akarpanyam vakshyami. Again, the little Sanskrit correction is needed. Some print mistake, I think. Tad akarpanyam vakshyami. Tad karpanyam vakshyami, it is there. You must make it tad akarpanyam vakshyami. I shall explain that Brahman which is absolutely free from all limitations, miseries, afflictions and neediness. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.